It's time for Your Time with Josie, tonight's guest, model and R&B recording artist Marissa Lander, and R&B recording artist Skylar Jett, plus Josie's Sweet 16 birthday party with several surprise guests from previous episodes of the show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's your host, Josie Passantino.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. And a shout out for those that are also in the chat room. How are you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing fantastic. So welcome to the show, everyone. So glad you guys could all make it tonight. First, let's make sure everyone can hear us. So just let us know in the chat room if you guys could hear us perfectly. Let's start out here with what we're going to be doing for the show today. Tonight, we have two amazing guests. First, we have recording artist and model Marissa Lander, an award-winning vocalist and one of the most sought-after singer-songwriters and background vocal producers in the music industry. He also replaced Lionel Richie as lead singer for the Commodores. We'll be bringing you the amazing Skylar Jett. So also we will be bringing you some more items from eBay. We also will bring you a segment called What Not to Do on an Interview. So that's so exciting. And then since it's my birthday show, yes, that's right, I turned 16 on February 9th. You never know what is going to happen. That may even be a surprise to me because my producers are putting on a whole surprise going on during the show. So I'm nervous. So stay tuned to the whole show. I'm very, very excited to see what surprises happen. So first we're going to start out with our crazy items on eBay. Here we go. So someone is disturbed, okay? Let's just start out there. Somebody is very, very disturbed and selling 24 small children. Yes, I said that. Small children, which I'm sure cannot be real. I'm hoping not. But on eBay, it's asking for $14 a head or all of them for $6,000. Let's just all pray right now that it's not real. let's just pray right now that it's not real. Then someone is selling a good band for $2 million. Better be a good band for all that much. Then somebody is selling their brother for $1.50. He's described as annoying, so I don't think you're getting your money's worth there. Then someone is selling a hillbilly from Arkansas for 1 cent. Then someone in West Indiana is selling themselves for $1. There you go. Then a bobsled team for $3.6 million. $1 million. So that's pretty crazy. Then we have 5 pieces of cat poop for sale for $5. Look at that. 5 pieces for $5. It's a deal. Then a mummified cat for $3,000. Crazy. And then some fossil turtle poop for $15. So you got a big choice, guys. You could either get the cat poop for sale for $5 or the turtle poop for $15. It's a hard decision. Very hard decision. And then a sincere thanks you can buy in a 100-word testimonial of your kind heart for $3. That's nice. And last but not least, you can buy a conscience for $5. Woohoo! Sounds like a blast. I also want to mention here that we also have a 24-hour contact line on our site. You guys could all check it out. Basically what it is, you can call us and leave a message that will be played on the air. We'll try to put your messages on the air. Shout-outs and questions and comments for upcoming guests are always welcome. There's also a widget for easy access on the website that you will see. It'll just say, call me, and easy enough. And then you can leave us a message, or you can leave a text that we will read on the air, which I'm very excited about because I think that is just so much fun. Then you could join our forums on www.josieshow.com. Our community forums are so much fun. It's so much fun. I love it. It's so cool. What it is you could write messages to me, and I will talk and chat, and we always have so much fun topics and everything in there, and also news about who's coming on the show, or you can make guest suggestions as well. So it's a lot of fun. I love those. So you could register. It's free and easy to do, and you can get exact information right from the site. Then remember, you can get archived shows on our website, YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. And so you can check out all of that. The links are on top of the website that you guys can check out right now that you guys are on there. And so that's very, very cool. And then also you can check out our Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. And you can check out our Facebook. All you have to do is just search in the search bar, Your Time with Josie. Very easy to do. And then on MySpace, it's myspace.com/yourtimewithjosie. We recently just revamped it once again, so we got to make it nice and fresh. It's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty good, guys. Then we also have Twitter pages. The official Your Time with Josie Twitter page is twitter.com/josieshow. And also you can follow the staff of Your Time with Josie at twitter.com/josie1995, where you can chat with me and also get up-to-date news on Your Time with Josie. Then you can follow one of our producers, Tina Passantino, at twitter.com/tinamarie40. Then Alan Firestone, who is our web designer, at twitter.com/alan7769. So check out all of that, and you can get up-to-date news. So, yes.
Hey, Josie. Ooh.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Is this one of our little surprises? What's going on here?
No, we just wanted to come on and chat with you a little bit about your birthday. Alan, are you there? See if we can get Alan on with us, too.
Yeah, let's see here.
Let me see if we can get him in a second. Alan, hello.
Hey.
Hello. to be honest,
to
it's a time killer
Josie's
because
birthday.
The guests haven't called in yet.
Yes, we're still waiting for Marissa Lander to call in.
Yep, that's awesome. So we'll chat a little bit while we're waiting here. Maybe she got held up a little bit. Hope everything's okay with her.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to chat a little bit about birthday party stuff. I think we need to talk a little bit about. Josie has got an amazing birthday plan for the 19th of this month. We're going to have a ton of fun, a great, great singer joining us that night as well. Mr. Colt Chambers will be there performing for us, so it'll be awesome. Mr. Nico G is going to come and perform a little bit as well, and I think Josie might even take on a song.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But did you hear about Liz Cass Wednesday, Alan?
No.
Liz Cass Wednesday was Josie's official birthday, where she really turned 16, as opposed to all this other stuff that we're doing here afterwards. And so it was awesome. You should have been here. It was a riot. It was the first time that we've ever done Skype at a table. We literally had Grandma come over, and we were all sitting around the table so we can do, you know, coffee and cake and do the whole happy birthday song with Josie. And we were fortunate enough to be able to get Josie's boyfriend Colt on with his family to join us. So he was literally had the computer sitting at one of the chairs, and you know, he got to pretend like he was there. The only bad thing was, you know, we couldn't get him any cake, so we just had to eat in front of himself, kind of rude. So. So it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. You should have seen it. It was a riot. We should have tried to Skype you on another computer. I don't know if that was possible or not, but we could have put you at another chair.
Absolutely.
Oh, what a riot. So how many surprises do we have tonight?
Oh, Alan,
are you still there? Did we lose you?
Quite a few.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll hear them
exciting,
in a little while.
Okay,
you'll,
cool.
You'll hear it all
hey, well,
in a
you know
little
what?
Bit.
Go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, keep going. I'm working on something else at the moment.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right. Well, while we're waiting, I think what we should do is we should move into our new segment since we all are here. And let's get that part done. That way we can go ahead and chat a little bit with our guests after that. What do you say?
Works for me.
Works for me. All right, Miss Josie.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Let me pull up a chair so I can join you for this segment. Alan, we're going to have you keep an eye on the switchboard for us while we go ahead and talk and have a little bit of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Passing out jobs. That's what we're doing. Awesome. All right.
Awesome. So this is a very fun thing. We're going to bring you some funny bloopers, funny interview bloopers that we will share with you guys, some actual interview bloopers. So this will be very fun, and you'll help me with this list, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, you
want to
start us off? What are the things that you don't do on an interview if you really want the job?
Yeah, if you really want the job and your life depends on it, I would not do any of this stuff. This is a warning. So an applicant told the person that was interviewing him that he was terminated from his last job because he beat up his boss. not a good thing.
No, I'm guessing, you're probably not going to be hired.
No.
I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
That is hysterical. All right, so
then,
okay,
yeah, on. I love this threat off the top. Now, so then an applicant was caught smelling his armpits on the way into the interview room. You were laughing before I could even finish.
I seen armpits and I knew something was going to happen. That's pretty dang funny. Okay, so first off, I guess I kind of can get the whole idea. You don't want to smell when you go into an interview. But yeah, really, just kind of refrain from doing that while you're out in public. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely. With all the cameras now and buildings and stuff, you know, you don't want to be caught doing something that. But let's just leave it there. That's not a way to go. Then, a candidate asked for a cup of water, then swished it around in his mouth and spit it out into a nearby plant pot.
Okay, you know what?
Who would come up with something like that?
Yeah. Really, who wants to watch it? Seriously, if I would have seen that and I was the person doing the interview, I'm pretty sure that I would not have even bothered having that interview. That's pretty much what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Then we have a candidate took a long call during the middle of the interview. That's pretty insane. And once again, another one, a candidate texted on the cell phone while being interviewed. See, now with all these cell phone communications and everything, like call and everything, it's not the right thing to be doing, especially if you're trying to get a job. It's not a smart thing to do. So if you want the job, I would definitely not do that. Let's see here. Then, also, a huge drop of drool came out of the applicant's mouth while listening to a question. That's pretty insane, and I'm pretty sure that didn't go over well either. Then an applicant challenged the interviewer to an arm wrestle. I wouldn't see that either. Then a candidate explained that her long-term goal was to replace the interviewer. That's never good to do.
Yeah, that's probably not good to do. And you know what? In all honesty, if you want to, challenge somebody to an arm wrestle, you know, that would work out really well if, you know, you're like, you know, trying to become a WWE member or something like that. That would probably be okay. That would probably be fine.
Definitely, definitely.
All right. So then... this one's great. I thought this one was hysterical. So when a person was asked about their experience during the interview, the person who was being interviewed said something like, you know, I don't know, it's on my resume, and then literally leaned over to look at his own resume so that he can read off his experiences. Really? Dude.
Really?
You don't know what your experiences are, really?
That's what I'm saying. Then an applicant interrupted the interview to ask her therapist by phone how to answer a question.
I figured if you have to call your therapist.
You know, yeah.
Say,
yeah.
Why don't we go ahead and just walk you out to the parking lot?
Yeah, I'll restrain you.
Then, last but not least, before we get our guest on, Marissa, who is here with us, let's go ahead and just tell you that this one we thought was a little bit funny. Okay, so we have got a person who goes in for an interview, and they're asking about the company benefits. And that's an important question to ask, right? It makes sense. You want to know what kind of benefit package you would get if you were hired. But then continue to go on and tell the person who is giving them the interview that, oh, good, I'm so glad that you've got good benefits because this year I'm planning on taking a lot of leave.
Yeah, say that. Especially when
we never even been on a regular interview, and you know not to say these things, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this goes with everything.
It's just scary. Okay
guys,
so
we got our first birthday message. Our first birthday message is a text message to our contact line from Casey Fan for Me, who says, I don't think I'll be able to make the show, but please let Josie know I wish her a fantastic birthday, and I hope you guys have a great show.
Aww. Ooh, awesome. Thanks so much.
That's so nice.
That is so
nice.
Sweet. Thank you so much, Casey Fan, for me.
And
that's
we'll have
awesome.
More birthday messages and a special birthday song from Weird Al Yankovic for Josie a little later in the show.
Awesome.
Ooh, awesome, awesome. And in the chat room, Mocha Mama says that FYI, she sent a voice message on the contact line. So let's check that out afterwards.
Awesome.
It's already uploading, and we'll hear that in a little while.
Awesome. Sounds great. Now I want to put on our guest, our first guest. I want you guys all to welcome Marissa Lander. Marissa, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing great. Very excited to talk with you.
I'm excited to do the interview.
Awesome. So we're just going to start off with the interview really quick here. Can you tell us how growing up with the experience of two different cultures shaped who you are musically?
Well, my mom is from California. California is a very laid-back, liberal place. And my dad's from a country called Dominica, not to be confused with the Dominican Republic. And, like, he basically grew up very strict rules, having to fend for himself. He moved to America at 16 and started college at 16. And they're two very drastic backgrounds. So it was like my mom is always, they can do this, da-da-da-da. And my dad's always the one, clean up your room, make your bed, vacuum the floors, make sure you get good grades, everything perfect. And, like, they, really balanced it out. But one thing that they always taught me was to never let go of your dreams. Whatever you, like, think about and put your mind to it, you could always make happen. And that definitely came from my dad because, you know, he grew up in a country that wasn't very, you know, very prosperous, not a lot of money. And he basically came to America with, like, little to no money. And he made it work. So both of them, they've always instilled that into me.
Oh, well, that's so cool and amazing. That's pretty amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And then at what age did you start singing?
I really don't know. My mom used to tell me when I was a baby that I cried to a tune. So, like, in her book, I've been singing, like, ever since I started crying. But I think the first time that I ever, like, really noted that I sang, like, in public and everything was probably in sixth grade at my school talent show. And how old was I in sixth grade? I was like, I think I was like 10 or 11. And I got third place, and like everybody else who won was in eighth grade. And I was like so happy. So that's like the first time I ever really remembered me doing anything like performance wise.
Oh, that's so cool. That's really cool. And then growing up, who were your biggest musical influences?
Oh, definitely Mariah Carey. I love Mariah Carey with a passion. Christina Aguilera. I like a lot of vocalists. I'm really into like the vocals. But I also do like,
yeah,
you know, Britney Spears, the more entertainment side where it's more about like the dancing and the catchy songs. But I really love Mariah Carey. She's like my favorite singer in the world. I love her. I want to meet her one day.
Absolutely. Definitely. And then, so what genres of music do you enjoy singing?
I enjoy singing a lot of different genres. I think, I don't think, you know, a lot of lately you hear about people like Usher who did R&B or like will.i.am who's a rapper, and they're all doing pop music. And then you have like B.O.B. mm-hmm. who's a rapper who incorporates rock singers into his songs. And like I'm glad to kind of have been brought up around this this generation of music because it really like masks the lines with genres. So like, you know, you could say something's a pop song, but then there's like a rapper with a hip hop and a rock. And so I really can't put a defined like genre, but my favorite style is because it's just so different. You know, you have neo soul and jazz incorporated into a rock
yeah.
song, and it's just really, I think it's really beautiful how like how music has blended together lately.
Yeah, definitely. And in the chat room, Eric B asks, do you like Kelly Clarkson?
Oh, I love Kelly Clarkson. She's my favorite Idol winner. Like, I mean, she's an amazing writer, an amazing singer. And I remember I always heard Miley Cyrus's The Climb, and I'm like, oh, Kelly Clarkson would be perfect for the song. Like, I always just imagining
uh-huh.
Kelly Clarkson's voice. I don't know why. I just feel like Kelly Clarkson would have been perfect for that song. And then, like, 2 weeks later, she posts a video on YouTube of her and her friends doing that song. And I was just like, see, I knew that the song was made for her. And it was, and they were reading the lyrics off
hilarious.
Their phone. They're reading the lyrics off their phone. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, you know, a lot of people, they have to really learn a song. But she just, you know, heard the song, was reading the lyrics off the phone, and was able to do it, like, perfectly. So if anybody were to
that's
ever read
crazy.
The Climb, I'd love for Kelly Clarkson to, like, record a studio version of it.
I agree. I love her voice. And then also, Loka Mama in the chat room asked, do you like Shakira?
Oh, yes, Shakira. She's so beautiful, and she can dance so good. I wish I could, like, belly dance. I love Shakira's music.
Oh, my goodness,
I'm actually just watching Wizards of Waverly Place while I was, like, getting, like, packing and doing some stuff. And, like, I really like the episode where she was on it and singing with Selena Gomez, the Gypsy song. And she's very
yeah.
talented.
Very, very talented. I agree. And also, tell us a little bit about your first EP release that you're
mm-hmm.
working on called Ice Cream Social.
Yes, Ice Cream Social. Make you want to scream. basically, I came up with this name for Ice Cream Social because it's going to be a bunch of party songs and make you just want to, you know, scream and dance. And, you know, social because, like, you want to, you know, listen to it with, you know, a whole bunch of friends at parties and stuff. And I'm actually going to have a release party for it, and it's going to be an Ice Cream Social, you know, a big party with a whole bunch of ice cream and treats and goodies. So I'm really looking forward to that. I've just been writing and working on it, trying to figure out what songs to put on it. And we're working on a release date, hopefully like around the springtime, probably like around Easter. So within the next few months or so. I'm very excited.
Ooh, that is awesome. Congratulations. I can't wait to hear it and check it
Thank
out.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited because this is like the biggest thing I've done. Like I've made a lot of steps in my career, like in the past few months, and I feel like everything is going so fast. And like I'm not even, you know, some big artist yet, and like a lot of people really like my music, and it, you know, really motivates me to want to keep going.
Absolutely, that's all that counts. Love it, love it. And then also your first single off of that album, "Till the Sunrise," and people I believe can get that on iTunes now, right?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. It's also available on Amazon.com and Rhapsody.com and I think Zoom.com. So you can get on all those sites. And it's available in the U.S. as well as internationally in Japan, the U.K., Canada, and all those places. So everyone around the world can get it.
Awesome. I'm going to have to actually check that out because I love your music. I heard it on your website, and I was jamming.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then Loka Mama in the chat room also writes, do you write your own songs and do you play any instruments?
I can kind of play the piano. I'm very rusty. I kind of taught myself. I tried to learn the guitar, and that was kind of a failure. But I'm still going to keep trying. But I do write all of my own songs. Me and my friend Cash, she's an artist too. Check her out at facebook.com/Cash with a K, K-A-S-H official. See, I just gave like a little promotion there. But we are in a songwriting group called Concrete Minds, and we're actually working on a lot of new songs. We're putting a lot of songs for ourselves, and we're also doing songs to submit to some other artists like Jasmine V, Cody Simpson, Jacob Lattimore, and trying to get like our songwriting out and on other artists' projects.
Ooh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And then, being a songwriter, obviously you write, you know, many songs. I've always wondered, how do you choose what goes on your album?
It's very hard. Like, Ice and Social, I know, like, just when I thought about it, I really wanted to be a lot of upbeat songs because, you know, I really want people dancing. Just want to show, like, my writing skills and then, like, show my vocals a little later on. So I just wanted to, like, come out with just some, you know, some club songs. And so that's what I'm trying to focus on for that. But as far as just writing in general, some people will send me a beat and I just kind of listen to it over and over again until, like, it sparks something in my head, maybe, like, a melody. And I'll just, like, just start freestyling and then I'll just put it all together and write a song. A lot of songs are about like boys, dancing, partying with my friends and, you know, just like things teens like to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. You really did a lot of promotion also through social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter. Can you tell us how that has helped you?
It's helped me a lot just to connect with a whole bunch of different people. I've had people from, like, Germany and France and Spain, like, all message me, and it's just so weird, like, how connected we are with just the touch of a computer, just, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and it's really just helped me connect with people, you know, help me promote, help me spread the word about my music. And I just really appreciate that we have these things, you know, at the hands, you know, our fingertips. And it's really actually kind of inspired me because I think it's so weird that so many people from different countries like Germany, Spain, Brazil, like they have all their own languages, but they all know English. And so, like, my thing is I want to be able to communicate with, like, you know, my fans that speak French, Spanish, Portuguese, German. So I'm, like, trying to learn, like, different languages. I took French in high school, but I'm very, very bad at it. So I'm just, like, going to try to learn it a step at a time and try to, like, broaden my horizons as far as, like, my communication skills.
Definitely. And I think it's just absolutely so cool. Like you said, you know, you're able to, you know, connect with fans like all across the world. And I mean, now they have it on like phones and everything, which I'm addicted to Twitter on my phone.
I'm addicted and, on my phone too.
And I think they're so cool too. Love it. can you actually give everyone the links to your websites and social networking sites so your fans can follow what you're doing?
Yes, definitely. My Twitter is twitter.com/MarissaLander. My name is spelled MarissaLander. Facebook is Marissa Lander Music. What else is Twitter, Facebook, MySpace is Marissa Lander, and then my official website is MarissaLanderMusic.com.
Awesome, awesome. And I posted all of your links in the chat room on our website so everyone could check out everything. Yes. So you have some of your work posted on YouTube as well for people to view.
Oh, yeah, YouTube. Sure. I forgot about YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/MarissaLander. Yeah, I haven't done a video yet for 2011. I'm so behind. Like, everybody has all these videos, and it's already February. I haven't posted one, so I need to post a new one, like, very soon. I'm probably going to post one, when I go to Los Angeles next week, probably do some videos out there.
Ooh, awesome. Can't wait to check that out. And also, Eric B. in the chat room asks, what's your favorite animal?
Favorite animal? My puppy is looking at me, so I guess dog. if I could have, domestic pets, a dog. But if I could, have any animal, Michael Jackson had, all those pets, I'd probably want a pet giraffe. A pet giraffe.
Oh, my gosh.
So cool.
That would be so much fun.
Can you ride giraffes? I want to know. Yeah, giraffe or horse, because the horse you can ride, I know for sure.
Definitely, definitely. I have to ask you about your Tilda Sunrise video contest. I think that's so cool.
Oh, yeah, it's still going on. Basically, you just have to make a video of you dancing, singing, or even just talking. And you basically have to tell people that Tilda Sunrise is on iTunes to get it and to follow me on Twitter at, twitter.com/MarissaLander. And the song just has to be playing somewhere in the video, or you can sing it in the video. It has to be at least 30 seconds long. And then if you upload it to YouTube and reply to my contest video, do a video response on YouTube to my my little video that I announced all the rules in, then you're entered in, and it's ongoing until I reach a certain amount of Twitter followers. So if I never reach that amount, it may go on forever. I don't know, but as the EP comes closer, the prizes, we're always adding more to it because, a lot of things are coming up. I posted some of the prizes, but, we also have, T-shirts, we have phone calls, we have a whole bunch of things that people can win if they enter in the contest.
Oh, that is so cool. And so this contest is currently going on, so people could just post their videos still today, right?
Yeah, you can post it until I make an announcement that it's over. It actually is supposed to be over when I get 6,000 Twitter followers. I'm at 4,500 right now, so we got about 1,500 more to go. And I sometimes I gain followers kind of quick, sometimes I gain them kind of slow, and it's just one of the big efforts is just to help me gain followers. That's what the contest is about, telling people to follow me on Twitter and to get my single. And, having all the videos out of my song on YouTube. And that's basically, what the contest helps entails me, to help me, get a little more popularity. And then in return, someone's going to win, some awesome prizes.
That is so, so cool. And we're actually running out of time, but I just want to ask you this one last question.
Okay.
So, awesome. So are you currently working on an upcoming tour?
Yes, I am. I'm still, like, in the works. It kind of all depends on the process of the EP. And, you know, we're kind of looking into sponsors and investors. Just trying to see what happens. And kind of depending on all that is if I'll do a tour, how big it'll be, where it'll be. I'm hoping it could be something like, you know, all over, you know, small towns, big towns. Because I know, like, a lot of artists just go to big towns, and that's not a lot of fair to, like, a lot of people that, you know, are fans of the artist. So I'm trying to go to, like, small towns, go to, like, a whole bunch of different places, and hopefully, you know, reach out to those people that, you know, Justin Bieber didn't go to their city or Selena Gomez didn't go to their city. So hopefully they'll be okay with Marissa Lander.
Awesome. And I just, the time just flew by, and I hope you can come back on again. I had so much fun talking with you.
Yeah, definitely. Just let me know anytime, and I'll definitely love to come back and be on the show.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you so much for coming on, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Awesome. Had so much fun talking to Marissa Lander.
We got surprises for you.
Oh, surprises. This is surprise time. Yay, excited.
First, we have a phone call, and then we have a special guest, and then we got a whole bunch of birthday messages for you. So let's start with the phone call.
Hey, Josie, Uncle Nicole G wishing you a happy sweet 16.
Happy sweet 16. Woo! From Nico.
Hey, Josie, it's Ann Sharon. Happy birthday. Happy 16th.
Hey.
And now, everybody, for Josie's birthday, because we love her, she loves us, the one, the only, Kelsey Ray. You're on, Chelsea.
Hey, happy birthday. I know it was the other day, but happy birthday.
Ah, Chelsea! So excited to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Ah, this is so much fun. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you're here. How have you been?
I've been really good. Just been working hard on some music stuff and everything, and you know, that's about it. Just working on something every day. What have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. I have just been just hanging out with the family, some birthday things. So excited I'm 16.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, and also I want to mention, for everyone that doesn't know, Chelsea Ray is actually going to be coming on the show again as a returning guest on March 11th.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really excited to get a chance to talk to you again. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited. So many amazing things have been going on from the last time we chatted.
Definitely.
Like your new CD.
Yeah.
Yes. So excited. Well, that is awesome. I'm just so glad that you were able to call in for my birthday. That's awesome.
Me too. I'm honored to call in and say what's up, and it was just cool to be a part of stuff like this, so I appreciate it. And I'm bummed for you didn't get a chance to get your license. Hopefully June will come quick for you.
Oh, I know. I know. Better wait until June to have freedom.
I actually didn't get to get my license on my birthday either. I something had happened at our DMV in town, and so when I went to go get it, well, we knew ahead of time that I wasn't going to be able to get it in time, and so I had to wait like an extra month, and I was pretty ticked off about that, but ended up getting in, and it was pretty cool, so you'll have fun with
I'm
it once
so
you
excited.
Do, obviously. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so excited. That is so cool. I am so excited. I'm so
You're probably
excited.
One of the most positive people I've ever met. It's awesome.
I try to.
Good. We need more people to be positive. I try to, anytime I'm on, you know, Twitter or something, I try not to post anything negative and try to just keep it to myself because nobody needs to, you know, there's enough negativity going on as it is. We don't need to spread it around.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Agreed. Absolutely. We need more positive people. Definitely.
Well, I hope you have an awesome... Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you have a great rest of your show and everything. I've got to get back to the day job. So.
Oh, yes. Have fun.
I'll try. But, yeah, thanks a lot for having me on.
Thank you so much. And I will talk to you soon.
All righty.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Chelsea.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Okay. Aaron, you seriously got me off guard with this whole birthday surprise.
Before we get to the second guest, here are some special messages just for Josie.
It's Josie's 16th birthday!
Happy birthday, Josie, from Tina the Squirrel.
You come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine, all mine.
Hi, Josie, this is Alyssa Simmons calling, and I just wanted to call and wish you a happy, sweet 16th birthday. Hope you have a ton of fun, and it's the best birthday yet. All right. Happy birthday.
Hey, Josie. This is Brooke Scher. Happy sweet 16. I just wanted to wish you the best birthday ever. Thank you so much for the support, and I hope I can be on the Your Time with Josie show once again. All right. Happy birthday. Bye.
Hey, you guys. It's Colt Chambers, and I was just calling into Your Time with Josie to wish Josie a very happy 16th birthday. Happy birthday, Josie.
Hey, Josie, it's Jordan Mallory. I was just going to call and say I hope you have a super special sweet 16 and just have an awesome day. And happy birthday. Love you, girl. Bye.
Hi, Josie. This is Lydia Salnikova. I just wanted to call in and wish you a happy sweet 16th birthday. I hope you have a really fun day full of your favorite things and hope the next year of your life is even more exciting than the previous. Have a great day. Happy birthday.
Hi, Josie. This is Savannah Uten. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, sweet 16. Thank you so much for all of your support and for inviting me to talk with you on air. You seem like such a sweet girl, and hopefully I will get to meet you in the future. But yes, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. 16, it's going to be an awesome year for you, so I wish you the best of luck, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Josie. This is Danica Holmes. I've been a guest on your show about a month ago, actually, and I want to call and wish you a happy, sweet 16th birthday. I hope you have a fabulous day and a great show, and it's just really nice that I can be a part of it and wish you a happy birthday. So thank you. You have a great day. And hopefully I'll catch up with you again soon on your show. Happy birthday, Josie. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. I was not expecting this. Woo! Oh, my God. I was so good.
Okay, Tina, calm down, Josie, so she could get to our next guest, the one, the only, pretty much part of history in music, Skylar Jett.
Woo!
Skylar, you're on the air.
How you guys doing? Hey, Josie, happy birthday to you. How's it feel to be 16?
Hey, Skylar.
Hi, how's it feel?
Thanks so much. Awesome.
How are you?
How are you? I'm great. How are you?
I'm feeling blessed. I'm feeling totally blessed. And you should be, too. Happy birthday to you. And isn't it wonderful to be looking forward to the rest of your life and all the I've been listening to all your friends, and it's a lot of love there. You know what I mean? You're very blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and I'm just so excited to be able to talk with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Well, how can I help you?
Well, I'm actually going to give you an interview here, so let's start out. Super excited. So can you tell us how you got started in the singing and songwriting business?
Yes, I was raised by three wonderful women. My mom, of course, and my grandmother and my aunt were all gospel vocalists. And so I was raised in the church, and so I was always around just amazing singers, beautiful, you know? What a way to grow up as a kid.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And growing up, who were your biggest musical influences?
I loved gospel music, and when I was a kid, I started playing in nightclubs when I was 13 years old. And at that point, I was actually playing jazz music, and it was really unique for a kid to be playing, at my age, to be playing music that was basically people playing 33 and up, you know what I mean? Their music. And so it's really a eclectic and beautiful type of music, jazz, and I encourage you, all your young friends, I want all the young people to know that please go out and listen to real instruments. I'll say this like this, Josie, because, you know, we get away from the human conversation with each other now, and we got to get back to that. And one way to do that is teamwork. And when you're in a band, it's almost like you're on a team. You know what I'm saying? And everybody is so talented at what they do that when you guys come together, it makes this amazing sound. So I'm trying to encourage young people to get out and start playing real instruments again. Get your friends together. Go out and start playing. People love music. It's for all of us, and it's been going on for hundreds of years. It didn't just start. But I think all the kids are getting into technology, and they're forgetting about how beautiful to see a kid really playing a real instrument. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I agree. There's a lot of technology out there that's doing it for you, and instruments, I believe, is just the way to go. I believe so.
They're so beautiful if you really get a chance to just sit in front of a person that was born to do that. You know, it's a little different. It's a beautiful sound, all these instruments. I mean, go hear some unplugged instruments too. You know what I mean? That's what I don't want kids to lose sight of real instruments, because before there was computers, and I go back that far, human beings had to play with each other, and they had to make this amazing sound. And I'm trying to preserve that, and I want all you young people to take the time and go and listen to live music. It's a wonderful culture.
Absolutely, absolutely. Many of your fans know you for your amazing voice on The Commodores, where you replaced Lionel Richie, I believe. Can you tell us about your experience on The Commodores?
It was amazing. I was scared to death. First of all, I was 10 years younger than those gentlemen, you know what I mean? And I was a young kid in my early 20s, and here I'm thrust into traveling the world, going to different countries. And how beautiful is that? You get a chance to do something that you love to do and then try to make a living at it. You know what I mean? It's a really wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You know, and so I got on the road and went to Asia with him, and I went to Europe with him, and it was just, the Caribbean islands. And I'll tell you, traveling is the most incredible thing that you can ever do. It's safe to have all your friends around you, all that, but go travel. Go travel and do what you do. You have a beautiful personality. That's why you're on the radio, and people love you for that. And just keep nurturing that. It's only going to get better, and you're only going to get better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you so much. And you know, because you toured 31 countries, I read somewhere. What is it like to be out on tour?
Oh, it's amazing. You know what's amazing, Josie, is that we're all one, and you don't find that out until you get out of this country. See, what happens is when you get out of here, and now you're in somebody else's country. They can't even speak the same language you do. Now you're an immigrant in their country. So, what combines us is music. No matter where you go, you know, that's what I love about traveling. I go to different places. And I might not be able to speak the language, but when we start playing some music together, it's like we've been knowing each other for years.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things I love about music is because it's so universal and everybody can understand the message behind it, even when you're somewhere else, and that's what I love.
Right. Well, you know what? In my career, over my long career, I'm now concentrating on social conscious music because I believe you can use all the instruments you want, but what is the message that you choose to deliver? You know what I mean? It's really important.
Yeah.
And so I choose to deliver messages that help other people because that's first. If we don't take care of each other, money isn't everything. I want you to know that. Please, you'll learn that too coming up, that money isn't everything. It's all the people, your friends, your family. That's what matters more than anything because you can still get anything you need done. And it doesn't have to take money. Everybody just needs to pitch in and do the right thing. You know what I mean?
Definitely, because money goes away, but family's always going to be there for you, no matter what.
And I tell you, Josie, you know, like I always tell the story of this African guy. I did a record with a guy from the Congo, and when he came to our country, he said, "Wow, man! I mean, the Americans don't do anything unless somebody." You got to pay some money. You got to spend some money out there. And he said, "You guys are not taking care of each other first, though." Do you know what I'm saying? That's really important that we take care of each other first, not about money. You know what I mean? And so, that's why I love music so much because I can go to different countries and lock up with people that just you don't find a lot of dangerous musicians. You know what I mean? We're trying to spread the word, you know what I mean? And the beauty of these amazing notes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. And that actually brings me, we actually had it featured on our website because we love it. We've seen your We Need to Change, Think Green video. I love it. You had some pretty powerful pictures in your video. Can you talk to us a little bit about that video and the changes we need to make for our families in the future?
Absolutely. Well, look, I mean, like I said, it's the same message I'm talking about taking care of each other, right? So I wrote that song for Al Gore, our Vice President Al Gore, because I saw that Al Gore received this Nobel Peace Prize for trying to help us breathe a little better. And that's a beautiful thing because we can do that. It's not hard to take care of. It's just part of taking care of each other. All the green issues around peace and positivity. You know what I mean? That's what we got to keep pumping. We got to keep pumping that part of it. You know what I mean? And overwhelm the negativity. You know, just search for positive people to make a movement in whatever direction you want to come. You know what I mean? That's what my thing is to make a movement of positive people so we can change things, and it doesn't have to always necessarily be money. You know what I mean? And I know some of the issues we can change through music, via music, and that's why I'm anxious to get out and start teaching young people about the benefits of positive lyrics over any style of music, whatever genre you want to go in, as long as the lyrics are about sharing and helping with each other. See what I'm saying? Helping each other.
Absolutely. I agree. I also have to mention, can you tell us about George Marx House and your work there?
It's really, really beautiful, guys. I mean, George Marx House is the only palliative care home of its style and of its kind in the United States. There's 40 of these in over in the UK and Europe, throughout Europe. And it's an amazing thing where there's families out there that have terminally ill children, and they need help because they're trying to hang on to those last few minutes with their child. You know what I mean? And we just got to help each other. So Dr. Barbara Beach and Kathy Hall came up with this idea to have a place where the parents could stay a few months with the child to actually grieve with the child. And I thought that was the most noble thing that I had heard of. So I composed a song, and I wind up getting two other friends of mine, Robert Damper, who was Kenny G's musical director, and Genevieve Goins, who was a Disney star. And then Kenny G came on and blessed it with his saxophone. So it's just the song has spirit, and what I'm doing is connecting to the cause of the George Mark Children's House.
Absolutely. I just think this is really amazing, the work. The whole process of it, I think, is just amazing. Love it.
Because we could take music and help people. There's a smart way to do things. If you know what I mean? We have some brilliant minds in our country. We just need to come together.
I agree, definitely. And also, changing the topic a little bit, we're jumping around here. Can you actually tell us about your work with Celine Dion on the song My Heart Will Go On and what it means to you?
Wow. That's let me jump to what it means to me. I mean, I feel so blessed and one of the luckiest people in the world because that song is the highest grossing movie theme of all time. And I had no clue that when I sang on that song, it was going to turn into that that kind of man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what a blessing. I mean, and like I said, it goes to show you as a writer, just take a chance. They took a chance. These guys took a chance. Will Jennings and James Horner wrote that song. And at that, they didn't know that it was going to be that big neither. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it changed their lives forever. One song. They don't really have to play. They really don't have to play another song as much money as they paid on this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How blessed is that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
also, you did songs for movies such as Hercules and The Bodyguard. Can you tell us what is different when writing or performing a song for a movie?
Yeah, I didn't write those songs, and I wish I did because my pockets would be too fat right now. But I did participate as vocalist on them, and you know I've been blessed to sing on a lot of successful records. And to see them go from the studio as an idea and then turn into something that's successful is remarkable, and it's really a beautiful feeling. You know, especially when you sing on a song and the movie's about to come out, I get anxious already because I wonder, okay, what is it going to do on the radio? All that kind of, you know what I mean? So it's really, really cool. And, there's some amazing projects that I've been blessed to be on, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. You actually are also the founder and CEO of First Kiss Records. Can you tell us what your company does?
Well, it's kind of on the under now because a buddy of mine, his wife got into some health issues. But my premise is was to write, and it still is, I write songs for brides, for weddings. There's a need for that out there. I mean, like, brides are tired of hearing the same songs over and over and over. And, you know, that's her day. And usually you want something different. Everybody wants something different. I want my dress to be different. That's your day, right? And so I started writing songs for that special day. And got my friends to come along. And I write, I do compilations for weddings. It's really cool, you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And are you Are you currently working on any new projects?
I am. Well, all my social conscious music, and yeah, I'm working on a film too. But at the same time, my social conscious songs right now, and I have a song where I'm trying to get young people to put the guns down. That's my main thing right now. I believe we need to reason with each other, not you know what I mean. It's just really, it's sad to see how many young people are dying due to guns. You know, it's hurting me because, like I said, the young people of today could be the doctors and lawyers of your grandkids tomorrow. And we don't, you're trying to eliminate, you're letting them eliminate each other. That's it's not fair to all the people that came before. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. We've gotten away from taking care of each other, and a lot of it is because of the almighty dollar. You know what I mean? I mean, just look at it. You know, some people that don't have money, they just go by the wayside. That's not right. There's people throwing away money that can help people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Our priorities are wrong, and you know, somebody need to blow the whistle on that part. You know.
Absolutely, and we could all help each other if we just all work together too. So.
Oh, it's and you know what? You know what, Josie? You'll find this in life. You cannot do anything in life by yourself. So if you guys out there got a huge ego, you'll find out you can't go anywhere because you're people. You're a part of everybody else. So some person is meant to do this, and thank God for that because we can't do it. You know what I mean? Or maybe your talent is different than mine. That's what makes up the whole world.
Yeah, exactly. Also, what advice would you give to someone looking to start out in the music industry?
Ooh, fall in love with it first.
Yeah.
Don't thrust yourself in it unless this is something you want for the long haul. You know what I mean? I mean, like you have to fall in love with it. If you fall in love with it, that's what you're going to project when you get on stage. You know, you don't make it feel like a job. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And to succeed, you have to put yourself, put all of yourself into it. You know, your soul and everything. You know, you can't just do it a little bit. You gotta always, you know, aim for the highest point.
You know what? Because there's some amazing components to being an artist. You know what I mean? Like a star to me, Josie, is somebody. Like you see someone and then you go find them some songs, take them in the studio. You got all that. You got to brush them up, get them all ready to go. You know what I mean? That's making a star. An artist to me is somebody that writes, performs, and produces their own material. That's special.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I want to get image out of the. Image is wrong in music to me, Josie. I'm gonna say that, and I'm glad you're young, so you'll see this later on. If you don't get it now, image is wrong because there might be a little ugly child, and that child might be the next Tchaikovsky, and we wouldn't have never heard that child because we judged that child on how they look. That's wrong. Music isn't about anything that you look at. It's something you listen to. Do you know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with you looking at anything. So when I look at these big programs on TV, which I don't do a lot of it, but when I do look at it, it shames me because I see enough of dancers and the singer. Where are the musicians at? Where's the people behind the scenes that's really making it happen? How come you guys ain't giving them no love?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah, definitely. Here's actually a really good question. If you were asked to describe yourself in three words, what would they be?
what would be me? I'm crazy about music.
Mm-hmm.
I love activism, and I want to carry the mantle of humanitarian because, you know what I mean, it starts with you. If you're the kind of person that go out and try to help other people, and I'm in love with that. I love connecting people with people, just like you. You have an amazing job, and you're so good at it. What you're doing is connecting us through radio. You're connecting everybody. Your friends get to call in and show you some love, and you get to talk about topics and stuff like that. The job that you're doing is so important. But remember, he who has the microphone speaks the loudest, and it's all about mm-hmm. what you want to say and how do you want people to perceive you. Well, I'd rather be perceived as, hey, man, this guy loves people. He's just trying to help people.
Definitely. And also, you know, you have to do it for the right reasons. Like I do it to, you know, get everyone's word out and where people could are positive and promote. And also, you know, I just want to give a positive message out to everybody, because there's so much wrong in the world, and you got to bring that positive back. And that's what I love to do.
We got to drown out negativity. In a sense, and you know what, Josie, there's so many positive people in the mix right now, but only thing is we're not speaking with one voice. Do you know what I'm saying? We need to get together and start speaking with one voice. I mean, look at it. Look at what just happened in Egypt. Some folks didn't make it and died. They died. We got to see a modern-day revolution run it right in front of our eyes. That was school right there. And then when you see how peaceful these people were, and they were just tired of being abused, and you have to get tired of it before you can change it.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see here. Here's another question. What is your favorite career memory so far?
Well, you know, for me, I guess it would have to be singing on the Titanic, singing on My Heart Will Go On, because a friend of mine called me one day and he said, Skylar, come over. And I got a session. I need you to come over. And when I get there, I see several of my friends there. We're all looking at each other like, what are you doing here? I don't know. What are you doing here? And the next thing you know, he calls us into the control room, and he says, well, and he says it like this. Man, they're trying to do this movie again, man, the Titanic. They try to do it again. He said exactly like that. Like, you know, man, they should give up on this. It was like that. And then mm-hmm. for it to turn into that big, and for me to be sitting in my house watching, wow, hearing myself on the Oscars, wow, hearing myself on Oprah Winfrey, wow, hearing myself on the Grammys, to be sitting in my living room when this guy called me one day and said, come on over. Nobody knew that this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Definitely.
Nobody knew it was going to be that big. And that's a blessing right there. And like I said, the guys that wrote that song, they can go and write some more songs, but they've made enough money where they never have to write another song again, ever.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. also in the chat room, a fan, Eric B, in the chat room says, we need people like you in politics.
No. Please don't put me in politics. I'm bad for politics. I'm scared of politics. I mean, no, I really am. I mean, you know, even though they get there and they have this vote and all this stuff like that and they can change laws, it's just, it doesn't look like America. You ever look at the Senate and the House? That don't look like America. That don't look like you walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It doesn't look like America. There isn't a lot of minorities and women in there anymore. They took them out with this last election. That's why we really have to vote on the next one, because it doesn't look like America. Look at it. Look at all those people, all them suits. Mm-hmm. I call them suits. Look at all of them. It doesn't look like when you walking downtown in New York. It doesn't look like when you walking downtown in San Francisco. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we need to look. If we're gonna be portraying ourselves as Americans, well, wouldn't you want to look like it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we're actually running out of time, but I really want to ask you this one last question, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any funny backstage moments that you can share, from touring or something like that?
Oh, my God. Don't take me there. Why you do that, Josie? You cold-blooded.
I had to ask.
Well, I was in Hong Kong, and I was playing with the – I mean, it might not be funny, but, it really is – it hurt me, actually, but everybody else laughed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Hong Kong, and they had all this fog stuff that was going, and it made the floor real slippery, mm-hmm. right? And so I went to go just go out there and slide like I used to do, and fell and hit my big old head. And I'm looking around, everybody's cracking up. I'm like, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh.
Sick.
Oh.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just show business is so many times. You know, I mean, I had a friend of mine that ate prunes one day. He was going on a diet. And we was up in Utah, and he ate prunes. No, I've got to tell you. So anyway, since you ask, so he get on his prune diet, and we're playing. And so now his butt is right in front of the bass drum, and he lets one go on my drummer on the stage. And my drummer said, "I can't do this." He dropped it in the middle of the song. He dropped the drumsticks and walked off the stage. I'm worried now.
Sound effects?
I'm worried now. You guys didn't just do what I thought you did. But no, this guy, it's horrible. I mean, being on stage with just everybody playing, you can run into some train wrecks and all kinds of things. It's so much fun. I just want to say, I encourage kids to pick up an instrument, go out and start playing with your friends. I mean, we need to make a phenomenon out of just human beings. They're coming. What is it? Human beings. What? They're coming. What is it? It's a new type of music. What does it sound like? They're going to be playing real instruments. What?
That's fantastic.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Skylar, I just got to say, thank you so, so much for coming on. I had a blast talking to you, and I think you're fantastic, and I congratulate you with everything that you are doing. I think you're great.
Thank you. God bless you. And I know you're going out to have some fun tonight. People waiting on you, right?
I don't know.
You're not going out? It's your birthday. What are you going to do?
My birthday party, we're actually doing it on the 19th. I'm so excited.
Oh, wow. You're pushing it off. Well, listen, have the best ever. And you know what? So much love to you and all your fans and your friends. And like I said, let's keep the music live. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much. Thank you
so
much.
Happy birthday, and I enjoy being on your show, okay?
Thank you. You can come back anytime, Skylar. I had so much fun. I'll talk to you soon.
All the best to you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Awesome. I had such a blast talking with Marissa and Skylar. They're fantastic. They're fantastic. And I hope you guys had a great time.
Okay.
And,
hello? We're not done yet.
We're not done. Oh, what's going on now? I'm scared.
Tina, we need you.
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
We have another caller.
Woo!
Okay,
woo!
We're not telling Josie who it is. She's going to play 20 questions. She gets to ask any 20 questions she wants to try to figure out who this caller is. Caller, are you with us? Hello, caller, are you there?
Caller? I don't think caller is there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's there.
Okay, caller's there.
That's the only clue you're getting
there?
Is it's male. Tina, keep track of
people
she has.
All right, I'll keep track of how many questions she asks. You only get 20 questions to find out who this is.
Okay. So are you 14, 15? You're 15? Okay, let's see. Are you a boy or a girl? I mean, wait, that's not a good question. Are you a boy?
Mm-hmm.
You're a boy, okay. Have you ever been a guest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. Do I know you? Do I know you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have I ever met you in person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think you blew your cover, Carla. I think I know who it is. What button do I press since I know who it is now? Beep! I know who it is. Okay,
well,
I think
it is.
Okay, I think it's Colt Chambers.
Wow, Jesse's so smart.
Yeah, I'm smart. Oh, yeah. Hey, Colt.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm so excited that you're here.
Been
How are you?
I am good.
Awesome.
How are you?
I listened to your birthday recording that you sent me. You almost had me in tears.
What?
I heard your birthday recording.
Oh, yeah, I heard it too.
Thank you.
What was that?
I'm sorry, I'm like laughing too hard. You guys took me like completely off guard. I don't even know what to say. Okay, so I believe it's 6 more days until Colt is here in Illinois. I'm pretty sure.
Yes, you are correct. I did.
Yay! He's going to, for everyone that doesn't know, Colt is actually going to be coming to my birthday on the 19th. I thought people could already guess that. But what the heck was that? But yeah, so I'm so excited. We'll have so much fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. So
Cole, were you listening to the show?
Yes, I listened to the show.
Ooh, did you like it? Awesome. We had so much fun talking with Marissa Lander and Skylar Jett. They were awesomeness.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
Absolutely. And then all the birthday messages you included. Oh, and Chelsea Ray called in. I got to talk to her. Okay, Cole, did you know this whole thing?
Yes.
Did you know the whole surprise?
Yes,
you
did?
How did you guys keep it from me?
I don't know. It was hard.
I kind of had a feeling something was up, and then all of a sudden, Alan comes on, and then people are, like, saying happy birthday. I'm like, what the heck is going on? It was awesome. It's so cool.
Yeah, I had something like a week ago or longer and wished you a happy birthday.
Well, that was awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I really don't know how to say it. It's an awful moment right here.
Wait, where are you?
It's just, like, awkward. Like, I just don't know what to say.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a little awkward for me because I didn't know what was going on, and you guys caught me off guard, and I'm, like, freaking out because I don't know who's calling or who's not.
Well, why don't we take a little break and play some Weird Al Yankovic happy birthday?
What?
Ooh, awesome. Bye, Carl.
Thank you.
hate and misery and greed. And of course you know the earth is gonna crash into the sun. But that's the reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Goodness. Okay, I just want to thank everybody who, like, I want to thank Aaron and my producer, my mom, and everyone who was behind this, Chelsea Ray, all of the birthday people, all the people that called in to do and recorded their birthday messages and everything. Thank you guys so much for making this birthday amazing in your time with Chelsea. And oh, and Colt, of course, we're playing the game. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, forgetting everything. I'm just in shock right now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, and Marissa Lander and Skylar Jett for being amazing guests. Oh, my goodness. It's the best. This is so much fun. Now, I'm so shocked. Okay, upcoming guests. On February 18th, we have two guests first. We have Xavier Paul. He's amazing with over 25 years of voiceover experience, but that's not all he does. He also does stand-up comedy, character voices, announcing, and acting. You have all heard him on such commercials as Burger King, Gatorade, and Foot Locker, to name a few. Then we'll speak with Skylar, who started performing in third grade. He's an amazing singer-songwriter. This will be an amazing show, so everyone tune in. Then on February 25th, we have singer-songwriter and actress Tamela Baldwin. On March 4th, we have country singer Shay Fisher and Maddie Bradshaw, the young entrepreneur of Snapcaps. Then, on March 11th, we bring back a show favorite, Chelsea Ray, who called in for my birthday message. Love, love, love. Then, March 18th, we have musician and recording artist Diana Corcoran. Then, on March 25th, we have Courtney Merritt, that you all know for her current role as the daughter Pam on Working Class on CMT. Then on April 8th, we have world-famous opera singer Fernando Del Valle. Then on April 22nd, we have musician and recording artist Graham Colton, who you will know for his song Best Days, featured on American Idol. And you guys could also check out all of these upcoming guests on our website. You could look at all of their banners, pictures, and videos featured on the website at www.josieshow.com, josieshow.com. Thank you guys so much for participating and all the amazing surprises and fantastic guests. Thank you guys so much, and I will see you guys next Friday. Hope you guys have a great night. Bye-bye.